the rest of the story. The moonlight shone on the woodland trail, for it was far from a silent night. For the shadowy forest echoed with gunfire as Deacon Bill drove his team along the perilous path from Troy Grove to Panton Mills. Look down at the narrow moonlit lane, you can almost see the tracks and the ties that comprise the Underground Railroad. For Deacon Bill, Vermont-born and bred, brought his hatred for slavery with him when he came to Illinois. And when he learned that escaping slaves running north to Canada were passing his way, he put a trap door in the floor of his general store and joined the secret society of station masters on the Underground Line. Deacon Bill became an engineer as well. For after fugitive blacks had spent a day of rest and nourishment in his store's cellar, they would be brought out under cover of night, loaded into a wagon behind a team of lightning-fast horses. Bill had procured those horses from Kentucky just for this purpose, and off through the darkness they would ride to the next station north. The problem was slave catchers, determined bounty hunters dispatched by plantation owners to recapture runaway slaves, armed, on horseback, legally authorized. They would not hesitate to intimidate suspicious northerners or to fire on suspicious wagons. So that's where you met Deacon Bill, driving a wagon load of terrified fugitives over the trail to Panton Mills, trying desperately to outrun the men shooting at him. Oh, yes. Hunkered down in that wagon among the runaway slaves was a barely teenage boy, Bill's son Jim, and Jim never forgot. Jim, the boy, never forgot. Thoughtful, soft-spoken, shy, he shared his deacon father's contempt for slavery, and he was willing to risk his life to help terminate that institution. And yet, while his daddy preached peaceful disobedience of the laws defending slaveholders, Jim, deep down, as bounty hunter bullets whistled over his head, began to wonder why not shoot back. It's not at all surprising, then, that in the spring of 1856, Jim Butler, nearing 19, joined the Free State Militia, a band of several hundred armed abolitionists. And yes, it was in their service that Jim first turned a gun on his fellow man. And we know the day it happened. It was the day militia leader James Lane was addressing a crowd of sympathizers at Grasshopper Falls. And that's when young Jim lowered his sights on a would-be assassin among the spectators, causing him to flee. There followed the guerrilla skirmishes along the Kansas-Missouri border, which preceded the official war between the states. And young Jim, James Butler Hickok, was there. Now, if his last name sounds familiar to you, it ought to. For after the uncivil war, he went west. He became a deputy U.S. Marshal and with a six-gun blasted his way onto the pages of popular history. There are all sorts of stories regarding the beginnings of his taste for violence and as to how he got his nickname Wild Bill. But now you know that once upon a time, there was a mad dash on the road to Panton Mills where you met Jim's activist abolitionist father, William Alonzo Hickok, the original Wild Bill Hickok. So now you know the rest of the story.